Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you make of all the reports we had this morning?
Well, we got a lot going on here. I'll just maybe summarize here briefly. Corn acres, bean acres, both less than expected, both up from last year, but less than the trade was expecting. So probably a little bit friendly to the corn and soybeans from that standpoint. But stocks on hand were both larger than expected by the trade. Corn by about 200 million bushels and beans by about 70 million bushels, 60 million, I guess. That's negative. That's negative to the markets. On the outside markets, we have the dollar weaker. We have the crude oil up, making some almost like a breakout here, it looks like, to the upside. I'd say that's positive. But what we're hearing out of the floor is pretty much from the stock standpoint and looking at lower openings here.
When you crunch the numbers off of the prospective planning report, what do you come up with for ending stocks for 2010-2011?
Well, right away we're going to probably have to raise our ending stocks up for this year by a couple hundred million on corn. You can pretty easily keep those right in that 1.8 to 2 billion area. I haven't actually had a chance to crunch those yet, Dave, but that's about where we'd come out on the corn. Soybeans, we're going to be up there in the right around 400 million. I'm just kind of estimating that roughly here.
And then the wheat would be just under a billion, I would think.
Yeah. A couple of things here I think to look at. One is we still have really about 4 million acres as compared to last year that's unaccounted for, you know, what we dropped in the wheat and versus what we increased in corn and beans and cotton. Also, something I think kind of stuck out to me is they're actually showing on the corn stocks on farm about 1% more on farm this year than what was on last year as far as percent on farm versus off farm. I just find that a little bit hard to believe because with the long, long harvest that we had and the fact that guys are bringing stuff in, trying to get it out of the bin because of quality earlier than normal, it's hard for me to believe that the on-farm stocks are that much higher.
Do the bull spreads work today?
I would say that we're going to see weakness in the nearby stuff versus the deferreds today because of the stocks numbers. It looks like, just to me, that's going to be kind of the dominant factor. So no.
The one thing that, if you have anything bullish in here to hang your hat on, would be that the eight major crops remained under 248 million acres, seems
yeah.
to me.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, how much the weather's going to affect things and how much faith the trade's going to put in this acreage report, I guess that's really a tough question, and we're going to find that out here, you know, as we go into the market open. But I kind of suspect, just from what I've heard off the floor this morning, that they're kind of poo-pooing it a little bit just because, you know, we do have that unaccounted acres out there still.
Very quickly, the calls.
I'm going to go with the lower side here, although I think about anything could happen, but not as low as some of the calls I've heard this morning. Corn down 5, soybeans down 10 to 20, and wheat down 10 to 15.
Okay, that's it. Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer, and he's with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois.